Yun said they monitored the legislature through a task force drawn from county staff, their lobbyists, and the Utah Association of Counties. Clearly, they wanted to avoid a repeat of last year's session when a last-minute amendment to a bill enabled Hideout's hostile annexation into Summit County. This year, a bill, HB 115, dealt with annexations across county or city boundaries, but the county worked on it through a land use task force, and developers and local governments came to a consensus.
While it doesn't have everything the county would like to see, it does fix many of the challenges we experienced during that Hideout situation, such as requiring notice and signatory rights to counties and prohibiting the annexation of an area included in a certified incorporation petition. There was a substitute at one point in the session that came out on the bill that really concerned us, as it essentially took all approval authority away from the county. And so our attorney's office worked with the Utah Association of Counties to negotiate some language, which ended up getting passed in the final bill that we're happy about.
The provision says that a third-party feasibility study has to approve the annexation.
And that feasibility study has to look at and evaluate key components that we're always concerned about, such as, can the annexation occur without leaving an area of the county unserviceable? Is the tax generated in the annexation area, you know, making sure it's not a significant grab of revenues away from the entity losing the land, and then the feasibility of service delivery to that new area. Everyone involved in the annexation has to participate in the study so it's not biased or skewed, and then if it comes back favorable, so the results will dictate if it's okay to move forward with the annexation. And if that study comes back favorable, then essentially the county has to approve it. So we feel a lot better having that language in there.
On a related item, Anderson Development made headlines recently by putting out feelers to landowners in the Garf Ranches area about maybe becoming a city. However, Yun said they didn't see any significant changes to incorporation law in this session.
There was a bill, SB 213, that was introduced by Senator Thatcher that addressed incorporation, but the focus of that was mainly to prevent a city from annexing if an incorporation petition had been filed, and that provision was actually included in HB 115, so Senator Thatcher ended up not pursuing that bill. He only introduced it in case HB 115 didn't pass.
Deputy Summit County Manager Jana Young. For KPCW, I'm Rick Roth.